When the borough became a borough more than 50 years ago, it was given thousands of acres by the state to be used for, well, any number of things. The proceeds from those sales have always just simply gone into a trust fund with no real plan on the books for how best to use them. The assembly could vote to spend that money any way it wished, and after the lands department budget was paid for, the rest of the money just kind of sat around. But now, there's a little more method to the madness. Borough lands manager Marcus Mueller says the goal is to take maximum advantage of an asset the borough can only sell once.
We have the opportunity to go beyond that and to have good financial health where our program's sustainable, and on top of that, provide additional financial benefits back to the general fund.
And they'll do that with investments, things like bonds and mutual funds, and also interfund loans, like the one that will be used to pay for land for the new Central Emergency Services Station in Soldotna. In a memo to the Assembly, Mueller, along with Finance Director Brandy Harbaugh and Trust Fund Project Lead Larry Simmons, cite an average interest revenue of 6% for the fund. Simmons helped put together a similar program for airport lands in Kenai, which has seen annual returns closer to 8% for about a decade.
A lot of this model is based off of what the city of Kenai is doing, where you take and manage your financial assets well and use some of that to support your operations, and you keep those long-term assets around so that they're available to be managed for in the long term. In the case of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, the borough is going to be here for a long time. It's going to need a land program for a long time, and this is our attempt to make sure that we're sustainable and forward-thinking.
He says a long-term investment strategy for borough land sales has been a long time coming.
This ordinance that's in front of the Assembly to create a land trust investment fund really gets after that. And it does so in a way where what we will find is that the borough lands and the financial resources that come from the borough lands really go to make a lands program cost effective and work well for taxpayers and borough residents.
The Assembly will hold a public hearing on the ordinance creating the new investment fund when it meets next on September 4th. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.